Hello everyone and welcome to Cooking with Positivity. I am your host, Zakiya McCoy. Here at Cooking with Positivity, we like to focus on positivity leading to success, whether that be in your business, in your love life, or in your everyday decision making. I'm going to go ahead and kick us off with our positivity poem for the month. Spring is up and it's stuck. Just like spring cleaning, just like self-care, just like getting your hair done, just like outside in the air. Spring is up and it's stuck. Just like a new wardrobe, just like business investments. Spring is up and it's stuck. It's time to get fresh. It's time for something new. It's time to be a better, clearer you. Hey, you. Yeah, you. You listening to this podcast right now, listening to this episode right now. Be sure to share it with your family and friends. Be sure to show your support for Cooking with Positivity by not only playing our games, but joining in on our discussion and answering our music trivia, participating in things we have going on. Help us spread this positive movement. Yeah, you. You who are listening to this podcast right now, be sure to go support Cooking with Positivity by subscribing, sharing, and participating.
No money, you cannot afford not to jump on this thing. Why? So good. And also, on top of that, when you purchase the ebook, you get the ebook, you read it, whatnot, so forth, you pick out the companies that you want to write for, you can make money three ways with this digital product. You can sell it yourself,
right?
Because LR writes. So you can sell it yourself, you can personalize it, make it yours, you know, just the cover of the book, put your name on it. That's one way you can make money. The second way you can make money is playing games. They're going to pay you for that. They're going to give you the money to play the games. And when you win the game, you're able to cash out on the money. And I'm talking about real money.
Cash.
And the third way is writing for moolah. So you have three different ways to make this money.
Okay.
And it's easy. And you don't have to, do nothing but write. If you don't want to play no games, right. You do the math. You write your own paycheck. You figure out, okay, I want to do, you know, so many a week. I just want to make $1,000 a week. Do that. Oh, I want to make $2,000 a week. Do that. Oh, I want to make $9,000 a month. Do that too. If the choice is yours. And that kind of money, you can kick butt. You can, especially if you don't have a job and you cool right now, and you're in a good position, you don't have a job, you're chilling, you don't want to go work a 9-to-5, this will get you over. You go ahead and do the $9,000 month. You can just kick on back for a few months. More than a few, if you say, okay, I'm going to just live off of $3,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? You can kick back for about 6 months.
Or if you're a podcast host.
Yeah, you can just kick back. You know, you can just do your thing. You can just live your best life. You know. So I'm just saying, y'all, if you're ready to buy the digital product, you can get it from Zakiya or myself.
Or Lisa.
And we'll also, when you join, we're gonna invite you to the community where.
Hey guys, you know Talkadish. We are back in full effect with Talkadish, as you heard. But we are not going live on Facebook anymore. So I guess you guys are wondering, how can you engage with us? Rather than comment, on the video after it comes out, you can be a part of the video. You can be a part of Talking Ish. All you have to do is subscribe right here on Cooking with Positivity for $1.99, and you can talk ish with us. You can come on and possibly be joined into the episode. You can definitely comment with us throughout the episode, but we'll get your voice and your opinion and your thoughts. But you have to subscribe. Again, it's $1.99, so make sure you guys hit that subscribe button for not only an opportunity to be on Talking Ish, but so much more content, so much more fun, so much more Cooking with Positivity, unfiltered. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Do you want to become a CWP VIP? I know you're like, what does that mean? That means promote your products, your books, your business right here on Cooking with Positivity. For only $100, you can do that for an entire month. And what you get is a visual to share on your social media, along with a post every day on our social media of your run. And you get your interview, and you get new people with eyes on your product or business. Who can beat that? Contact us today to become a CWP VIP. Welcome back, guys. Happy Tuesday. I hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. It is Talk About It Tuesday. It's also Book Club Tuesday. Time to dive into our book of the month. This month we read The Black Market by Kiki Swenson. At first, Misty Aris just wants to help. With her cousin Jillian in constant pain and the doctor refusing to prescribe, Misty steals opioids from the pharmacy where she works. But when Jillian starts reselling them to local dealers and gets big money, Misty grabs an unbelievable opportunity to get out of debt and fulfill all of her and Jillian's dreams. Soon she realizes that her boss, Sanjay, has the same idea, ordering more drugs than patients need and always being out of stock. And when the new pharmacy owner takes an interest in Misty, she knows that time is running out for her and Jillian to make their plans work. And then the feds come calling. Now, we'll discuss who Kiki Swenson is when we come back. Welcome back, guys. Now, Kiki Swenson is a New York Times bestselling author, best known for titles like Wifey, A Sticky Situation, and many more. Her main title is Wifey. That book series started it all in 2004, and it led the way for books like A Sticky Situation, which is being adapted into a series or film. Kiki Swenson is from the Virginia Portsmouth area, which is not too far from where I am. Now, her writing style is based on her life experience. Like most authors, she spent some time behind bars, and she has spent most of that time during and after writing and gaining her footing as an author. And today we have the black market, which is, I want to say, title 39 from Miss Kiki Swenson. So she's out here doing her thing. Her style is extremely unique to her in this urban fiction market, and we appreciate it. And we'll be right back. Are you an artist looking for promotion? Say you have a new single, new album, or you're promoting your tour. Come promote with us here at Cooking with Positivity. We would love to help you shine. Send us your track and we'll do the rest.
What's going on, family? I pray that you're enjoying your summer. Hit us up and tell us what's your favorite Throwback Thursday jam. You can leave us a message on our email at cookingwithpositivity@gmail.com or any of our social media platforms. Who knows? We may have you on as a guest to talk about it. Until next time, family. Peace.
CWP Writers Society. That is right. I'm calling all my poets, all my artists, all my writers. If you have a piece of work that you would like to share with the CWP family, hit us up right here and we will play your writing work, whether it be lyrics to a song, whether it be a poem, whether it be a scene or monologue, you want to show you got acting skills and script skills, hit us up right here and we will air it out. And I'm going to kick us.
Welcome back, guys. Now, before we dive into the discussion, I want to get your feedback or your take on a few things. Now, Leslie said the book was awesome. I have another book by this author. That's what made me get this book. Keep them coming. Loved it. Kel said it was really a good book. A must read. The series is awesome. And Kendall said, while I enjoyed this book, there was so much that I didn't think was even real. How did this girl get involved in such a mess? She spent so much time dealing with Jillian Terrell and the detectives, and they were all sucking the life out of her. Too much unnecessary drama. And Rhonda said it was a page turner. Didn't want to put the book down. Now, we're going to dive in. So if you haven't finished reading the book, if you are planning to read the book and you don't want any spoilers, skip this whole section of the show because we're diving in. Now, like one of you said, she was surrounded by turmoil, drama, but I think that's what makes for, you know, good plot thickening, suspense. I want to say I like the book. I would give this book a 4-star review. And it's 4 stars because there are some things that I just could not get with. First of all, her decision making was out of this world. there were certain parts of the book where she's dealing with her cousin Jillian, who has a prescription addiction. It didn't start off as an addiction like most people. It started off, you know, her getting hurt or injured and getting the prescriptions from her doctor. Her doctor cut her off, but she was still in pain. Now, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with this, but 9 times out of 10, and I know you guys are like, it's not only a race thing, it's a people thing. I do understand that. But when we go to the doctor as women of color, 9 times out of 10, they don't see us as just women. They see us as women of color who are susceptible to addiction or wanting drugs, which most of the time we don't want drugs, we just want a solution. And the solution that you normally give us is pain medication, which just puts a band-aid on things and makes things worse in the long run. But that's another discussion altogether. But in this book, Jillian, our main character, Misty's cousin, is a woman of color, and her doctor just cut her off from her pain medication that she was receiving. Now, I have never worked in a pharmacy. I do know people who have. Shout out to all of my pharmaceutical techs and reps who work in that field. My thought process wouldn't be to steal anything from my job, let alone steal medication. That just wouldn't come to my mind. And it makes me question Misty's ability to make good decisions. Because, understandable, you want to help your family, you want to help your loved ones, but the risks were way too high. And in parts of the book, it seems like, you know, she makes mature, sound decisions. And she has her head on straight, and she's, you know, trying to grow as a human. But whenever there is a conversation with her cousin Jillian, it just seems to be non-existent. The maturity level just doesn't seem to be there. The levity just doesn't seem to be there. It doesn't make sense. Versus the relationship that she has with her ex-boyfriend Terrell. She is adamant on not taking him back, because he's cheated on her multiple times and he actually has a baby on the way. So she's capable of making mature, sound decisions. We get to see that in another area when her mother, who she feels like is an alcoholic, requires her to bring her beer. She does bring her mother beer, but they have a heart-to-heart, a full-on conversation. Let's confront this thing. Like, you don't feel like you have an issue with alcohol. You don't feel like you drink a little too much. And in these moments, she's able to make mature adult decisions that make sense. So I can't understand why she was so easily swayed by her cousin, who was clearly an addict. She points out that she's addicted. The cousin has a boyfriend who's addicted. And then the cousin even brings in these street guys who sell drugs and want to give them the prescriptions and provide them and be the plug for them to sell the prescriptions that she so desperately needed. And yes, Misty does put up a little bit of a resistance, but not enough. Not enough to the point where we get the feel that it's the same person making these decisions when her ex-boyfriend pops up and she's telling him, I'm never going to get back with you. Or when her mother calls and she makes the decision to tell her mother, I'm not bringing you any alcohol. These things don't add up. There's also her relationship with her grandmother, her big mama. She is extremely close to her grandmother. Not as close as her cousin Jillian, because her cousin Jillian lives in the home with their grandmother. It's not clear as to the relationship with Jillian's father and what happened to him, but he's no longer in the picture. And from what I've read, he is the son of her grandmother. Now, her grandmother is highly religious, and she also has medication issues, but it's not an addiction. Her doctor is prescribing her, you know, medication that just doesn't work. It makes her feel worse. It makes her feel bad. I'm a proponent of this testimony more often than not. But again, discussion for another time. And in the book, Misty states multiple times that she's going to trade out her grandmother's medication and get back to the medication that she was previously on. Now, if you know anything about medication, drastically switching, changing any medication without doctor supervision can be dangerous. Now, there's also her decision making when it comes to her job. We know that she stole from her job. We know that from the synopsis of the book that her boss, Sanjay, is pretty much doing the same thing. But the difference is, it's Sanjay's business. It's not her business. And not to say it's right that he's stealing from his business, but again, it's his business. When it comes to certain situations, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, as she learns later on. And she seems way too inquisitive. I understand you want to know, you know, who you're working for, what your work environment is. But throughout the book, she finds herself in a lot of mess because of how inquisitive she is. And when we say mess, we're talking about mafia mess. We're talking about mob mess. Now, her boss has gotten into it with the mafia, and he owes them a lot of money. We all know the mafia, the mob, they collect. And by them collecting, hence, he has to give them drugs to cover his debt, which is causing him to do extremely illegal things behind the counter. But Misty is so focused on stealing these prescriptions for her cousin that she doesn't even realize she's going to be mixed up in this mess along with her boss, because they're both now doing illegal things out of the pharmacy. And when Misty starts inquiring about things she has no business, that's exactly what happened. She gets caught up in the crossfire. She gets caught up in the mess that her boss is in. So now, not only is she stealing from work, but now her boss knows she's stealing from work, and he's let her know he knows she's stealing from work. And if she says anything about anything that he's doing or his brother is doing or what's going on in his business, she will go to jail because he will bring her down with him. See what I'm saying? That too inquisitive, that too nosy. If she would have just kept going to work, minding her business, and not stealing, maybe, you know, she would have been a bit better off. And then we have not only her boss's brother, who can't stand her, and the mafia, but then we have the FBI, who is aware of what is going on and is investigating not only her boss but the entire pharmacy. See how these things just trickle and build and grow into these massive problems? And now at this time, of course, Misty is looking for other work, but it's too late because now she's roped in. The FBI wants her to get dirt on her boss's brother because her boss has disappeared, and they feel like the mafia has killed him. And not only that, but they know she is stolen from the pharmacy, so she will go to jail. And in the midst of all of that craziness and the ex-boyfriend popping up randomly, searching her home, accusing her of having another man in her home, which is none of his business because you're my ex for a reason, she is now dealing with him telling everybody that she is a quote-unquote snitch for the FBI. They end up getting into a brawl, which he meets his demise. I'm not going to tell you how, especially if you're going to continue to read the book, which I encourage you to do. She is also planning to rob the pharmacy along with her cousin and that group of people that her cousin has affiliated herself with. Such sound decision making, I tell you. Now, the day they plan to do this is the same day that the mafia is coming to collect their debts. But instead of the usual guys that come, one that flirts with Misty, there are multiple big guys that come, none of whom she recognizes. And as they say, shit hits the fan. Her cousin ends up dead. Her boss's brother ends up in the hospital. The guys that were supposed to be helping steal the drugs end up dead. And most of the mafia who are there to collect ends up dead. So let's count them, shall we? We have dead people, dead people, dead people, dead people. And Misty is alive and thriving to run another day. The FBI has pulled her because now they know she's orchestrated this robbery, which has resulted in her cousin's death, which her grandmother blames her for after her cousin's junkie boyfriend comes and tells the grandmother everything. They were all in it together. That's why she was there. That's why she ended up dead. All of these things. The grandmother's like, you're the older cousin. You're supposed to be setting an example. Although it was not her plan. Although Jillian is an adult and should be making sound adult decisions for herself, which she does not. And the grandmother ends up throwing Misty out. Misty ends up at her mother's house. Now, the guys, the mafia that are looking for the drugs, end up at Misty's apartment looking for her because they need to tie up these loose ends. Misty needs to go. They can't find Misty. But the junkie boyfriend of her now deceased cousin leads them to the grandmother's house. Now the grandmother is no more. The mother is going into her boyfriend's parents' house far away. Hopefully she makes it into the next book. But as of now, Misty has no one. It's just her in protective custody, which she has ran from. So, that was The Black Market. Please hit us up. Let us know if you've read the book. Let us know what you think. And we'll be right back. Game night is back in a major way. Have you ever wanted to be a part of the CWP game night, but you don't live in Virginia? Well, I have some good news. CWP presents Game Night, the game show. And you can be a contestant on this game show, no matter where you are in the world. We're going to play our fun staple games here, from Cooking with Positivity, from Name That Recipe, to Where in the Food, to our Song Association game, and so much more. So make sure you contact us and let us know you want to be a contestant on the CWP Game Night game show. It's going to be so much fun. Come play with us.
Promos, promos, promos here at Cooking with Positivity. Author promos. You provide the book for us to read for our book club. We interview you and create a promo for your book. Business promos. Original created promo accompanied with video that will run on 3 episodes and shared on all social media platforms and podcast stations. Artist promo. Original creative social media video. Promo for podcast. Interview, highlight on Friday night, shine, and Freestyle Friday.
Do you enjoy movies? Are there a ton of movies that you want to watch, but you just don't have the app for it, just don't have the streaming apparatus? Subscribe to Cooking with Positivity today, and you could be invited to exclusive movie nights right here on Cooking with Positivity, where we stream some of the most popular movies as well as new movies. So make sure you subscribe today, and for $1.99, you can be invited to some of the best and exclusive movie nights.
Hey family, do you participate in self-care from head to toe? Mary Kay is your one-stop shop. From our amazing time-wise skincare sets, satin body lotions and whipped creams, body washes and colorful palettes, just to name a few. We got you covered. Mary Kay is also a great opportunity if you want to supplement your income or even take it a step further and fire your boss. To be a part of a winning team, let's connect. Comment Mary Kay on our Facebook page, Cooking with Positivity, for listeners and guest connection. Peace.
Are you thinking about buying a promotion, but $100 is just too much? Then our PRP package is perfect for you. With promotion for half of the month, you can get the same great promotional options as our VIP package for just $50. That's right, $50. And you'll get a social media post to accompany your run, as well as a run right here on Cooking with Positivity, and a post on all of our social media platforms for half the month, and of course your interview. So buy your PRP package today. Welcome back, guys. Now I hope you enjoyed this book discussion. Again, if you have not, make sure you check out The Black Market. It is available on Amazon. It is available wherever you buy your books. And it is available at your local library. So make sure you check it out. And our new book we're reading for this upcoming month is by our family member, Delphine McClendon. And it's Dark Obsessions. Skylar was a Montgomery, and with that came power and prestige among the wealthy in Charlotte, North Carolina. From the outside looking in, she had it all, the perfect life. For Skylar, being a Montgomery, a socialite, was not who she wanted to be. Skylar was different. She was weird and a bit of a dreamer. For as long as she could remember, she had an obsession with the supernatural world. Vampires were her favorite of all the supernatural creatures, and she could not get enough of them. She read almost every book, watched every movie, and even wished they were real because she had dreams of becoming one. On the annual Montgomery family vacation, Skylar's world was turned upside down. Her life was further changed the moment she laid eyes on him. He was the most intriguing and striking man that she had ever seen. In one night, he would change Skylar's world forever. Carl was in need of a change. After living for over 300 years and always staying one step ahead of the Council of True Seekers, a vigilant group whose sole mission in life was to kill all supernaturals, Carl needed a new scene away from it all. Along his travels, he heard that Charlotte was becoming the epic center of fun. It was city full of life and the perfect place for a vampire to hunt without the watchful eye of the council. From that moment, Carl stepped foot into Charlotte. Things were very different for him. The city made every fiber of his being come alive with an energy unlike anything that he had ever known. Carl would, no matter what he did, his world would change forever. You guys, make sure you pick up this book and follow along. It can be found on Amazon as well as Delphine's website. Make sure you follow along because she'll be here next month to discuss. And until next time, I hope everybody has a great and positive rest of their day and a great and positive rest of your week.